Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us here from the United Soybean Board is Keenan McRoberts. Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you today?
Doing well. Let's talk about your Protein First campaign. What is it? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so Protein First, the goal of Protein First is to acknowledge the fact that there's a growing demand for global protein and there's a supply-demand gap driven primarily by emerging economies. U.S. soy, together with other partners in U.S. agriculture, both on the animal and the plant side, can play a key role in providing protein first to provide both the health and the nutritional benefits necessary to fuel population and economic growth.
And you also talk about the soybean meal component. That's a huge part of what you do, right?
Yeah. So my focus as Vice President Meal Strategy at the United Soybean Board is on that 80% of the soybean that makes up the meal component. Nearly half of that is protein, and then carbohydrates and energy, vitamins and minerals make up the rest of it. So we invest a lot, primarily with animal agriculture, but also with the growing plant-based protein movement to position U.S. soy and U.S. soybean meal well going into the future to ensure that farmers have sustainable and profitable production options longer term.
It's huge because a lot of these processors and stuff, I mean, they're really looking at the meat of it, aren't they?
Yeah, that's correct. So 98% of soybean meal here in the U.S. is consumed by animal agriculture, mostly in the case of soy by swine and chickens, to a lesser extent through dairy and beef. In addition to that, of course, there's increased buzz around the plant protein movement, and our commitment is to global growth of protein consumption, and we believe there's room for both. The driver of our profitability will continue to be animal ag, and we're reaffirming our commitment to animal agriculture, in addition to seeking partnerships on both sides that will help really lift all of U.S. agriculture, including soy-based proteins in plants and animals, as well as other sources of plant protein.
It seems like there's a lot of new things on the market that are plant protein, like the soy crumbles, for instance.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of new things have emerged. The plant-based alternatives to traditional meat that have gotten a lot of buzz recently. So, it is a niche. It's a higher end niche market here in the U.S. But the other side of that coin is in emerging markets, places like Sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia, where the need for protein exceeds what's available, and U.S. soy can play a key role in filling that need, both as a source of affordable plant protein in those markets, but also to feed animals in those markets as populations gain income and start to consume more animal protein. So there's space for both, and they play a key complementary role, and we're excited about the partnerships both with soy and with others in the U.S. ag industry to benefit all of U.S. ag.
Anything else we should know at all here today?
Yeah, I'd just like to say we're excited about this Protein First initiative and some of the conversation that helps bring it to the table and discuss the impact of plant protein, our commitment to our animal source protein partners, and the fact that we need both to feed a growing population. So we're thrilled by that, and thank you for the opportunity to share the perspective.
Absolutely. Keenan McRoberts with the United Soybean Board, thank you so much for your time.
Likewise, thank you.
Stick around, Eric will have much more Inside Ag right after this.